RTI.
This is not the BBC.
RTI.
Mike, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
Where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from a place called Street in Somerset, back in the UK.
Where the cider apples grow.
Yeah.
And proper cheddar cheese.
Yeah, we're not too far from cheddar.
That's exactly, yeah. Do you take the mickey when someone says it's cheddar cheese and you go, yeah, right?
Yeah, well, no, not really.
So tell me a little bit about you, sir.
So I was injured in 2011, and then in 2013, I lost my leg to... I got an infection inside...
Was it an IAD?
No. I wasn't in an IAD. I was... I got injured before and then I re-broke my leg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
So you had a double break?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like I say, I got an infection from the hospital and it ate everything inside my leg.
So no way.
It's actually... I was in a thing that's made over here. It's called an Elizarov frame. I think it's Slovakian or Russian or something.
Yeah.
So I was in one of them for 2 years.
No.
Yeah, so it sucked.
It would.
So,
because you've been a very active bloke for like ages, and then they say, shut up, sit down, be a vegetable.
Exactly.
And you weren't having any of that, were you?
No, not at all.
Good man.
So, I did, I did 16 years service in the artillery. I was in the artillery, so we did all the...
The dirty jobs.
Yeah, the blue stuff up and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was. I had a really great time in the squad.
It is funny though that civilians look at it and go, "Oh my God, I couldn't do that."
Yeah.
But you guys actually love the passion and camaraderie and everything, don't you?
Yeah, it's part of it. It's the whole sort of camaraderie, the family institute that you're in.
Yeah.
Just a different mentality whatsoever.
And the other thing is, it's like, I can understand where you're going, because it's competitive as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Everything is a competition.
Yeah, you obviously want to get up through the ranks as best you can, but there's always someone ahead of you.
So basically, when they stuck you on the rack, you said, sod this, I'm not playing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, we're going to jump forward, because I would love for you to help other people.
Yeah.
Because I think... we spoke to a friend of yours and mine, Hannah, a few years ago, who had a similar situation to you from different reasons, but has gone on to have kids again when she was told she couldn't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She's done amazing things, climbed mountains and all sorts, you then bumped into our chairman, Jan Talensky.
I did.
Was that via Terry?
It was via Terry, yes. So basically how it worked out was... Terry was at Woburn at the Ladies Open or...
That's right, yeah. It was Prime, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. So he bumped into one of the ladies playing there
and
told them all about the Encores Foundation.
Oh, right.
And told them about me because I knew her,
etc.
And so it sort of...
It snowballed from there.
Grown from there, really.
Well, that's a bit amazing because the foundation that Jan's involved with went from one to the other.
Yeah, okay,
got it. So... Then you had a problem that you didn't. You had basically a rubbish prosthetic leg.
Yeah, it wasn't actually the actual leg. It was
the fittings.
Thing called the sockets. So, I mean, the legs, they're absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The lower part of it is all the mechanical stuff, but the upper part where your actual leg fits into, I mean, because...
Well, it's got to fit perfectly or it hurts.
Yeah, it's excruciating sometimes when they don't fit.
And I don't think people can kind of understand that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you've got to be in it to know.
Yeah.
If
you can imagine wearing a shoe, either 10 sizes too big or 10 sizes too small. That's the sort of comparison.
Because the big sizes, it's rubbing the hell out of your skin.
Yeah, you get so much movement and then that's when you form blisters.
Exactly.
But when it's... and in... different situations where there's tight bits on it, that is really
gonna hurt.
So some days I can't get my leg on because it's different, and some days I can't get it off.
It sounds funny, but it's not really.
Yeah, but
so you spoke to Jan, who in turn spoke to the minister, Mike Penny,
yeah,
and between the two of them, they've arranged the sponsorship of a real leg.
Yeah, so
if I'm using the wrong terminology, you put me straight.
Yeah, they've basically sent me to a private organisation that makes solely sockets.
So this is bespoke for you now.
Yeah, yeah, they're all bespoke, but it's just the time process. Right. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, the NHS, they do an amazing job
to their limitations. Right,
but because they've got so many people, and the thing with them is the fact that, you know, they've got, like I say, they've got that many people. The process takes so long, and because, you know, all soldiers, they're very active. I mean, we're all active, so.
So the problem is that because you're so active, your weight's going to change all the time. Yeah. Your volume's going to change all the time. You need something that works for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
So basically, I was waiting like 9 months for a socket.
No.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand that they've got a lot of people and they've got a lot of in and from, and it just.
So you probably run drugs all the time.
I had to take quite a few tablets. Yeah,
yeah,
just because of
imagine.
The pain. I had to. Have days. I had about a couple, three or four. Actual have to have weeks off of my leg just because of rubbing and stuff like that. But
no.
That's part and parcel.
So that really screwed up your dream of becoming a professional golfer as well.
At the time, it did. It just put. It doesn't screw it up. It just prolongs it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but not being funny, you're getting older.
Yeah.
So you got to get in while you're younger,
yeah,
otherwise
yeah.
you don't stand a chance.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on, you're going to be an old fella soon.
So yeah, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like. With a bespoke one, it's done. Boom.
And what does golfing do for you then?
Golfing has totally changed my world. Basically, I was sat at home, didn't know where I was going to go, didn't know what I was going to do. And then I found the On Course Foundation. I was at a recovery centre in a place called Tedworth House in Wiltshire.
Yeah.
And I seen a poster on the wall and I thought, you know, why not?
Yeah,
and then I just fell in love with it the first time.
So you were kind of like, you've had this golfer inside you for years and didn't realise it?
Possibly, but I've always been in extreme sports, so I've done motocross all my life, played rugby, football, all that sort of stuff.
We like motorbikes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So it was a totally different thing, because obviously they're all stuff you need legs for, and I've only got one, so...
Kind of limits you a bit, doesn't it?
But I did.
But how do you get on then with the stance and the swings?
I same as everybody else. You know, I've just worked my muscles to
work accordingly.
To work according to what I have to do.
And you've been working with pros?
Yeah, I work with the on-course pros, a bloke called David Llewellyn and
Alistair
Barr.
Oh, he's good.
Barr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're good guys.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in good stead for coaching.
And how far do you think you... What's your dream in terms of pro?
To play on a tour. I mean, I'm playing on the Gecko Tour this year. Or next year, sorry.
Are you really?
In Spain, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've just signed up for that, and that'll be my first actual professional competitive tournament.
You must have Skype.
Yeah.
Do?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in Spain, we're going to get you on and we'll find out how you're doing.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, we'll do that, will
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Right, you're going to be the Spanish correspondent for the tour. That works for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I've
yeah,
just
we'll
signed
do...
up to play for that, so should be
Oh, nice
should be
one.
Cool.
This is probably the toughest question I'm going to ask you, actually, because, you know, I have the privilege of working with some disenfranchised kids who can't see that little candle at the end of the tunnel because nobody's ever seen one. And to some degree, you're in exactly that same position now, not by what you wanted, but by you got served up.
Yep.
Yeah. There's going to be guys out there that could have been back for years and mentally struggling.
Yeah.
There's going to be young guys that are coming back, especially now, and we won't say why, but they're involved in sorties in various countries at the moment.
Yeah.
And you know, this is going to carry on. So you are going to get people who are going to become disabled because of what happens in the world.
Exactly.
What would you say to those people who are just facing it or just can't fight their way out of it?
Just, you know, never give up and take one day at a time, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in that boat myself. I didn't know where I sat at home for 6 months and didn't do anything.
No.
So yeah, it was some dark times, but that's where golf got me out of it, you know.
Yeah.
And like, just my sort of philosophy now is never ever let the past ruin your future. So, you know, that's
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you a million times over.
That was
smashing. Thanks, sir.
Cheers. Thank you.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.